is there a master plan for career technical education that goes across all the high schools, and is that being worked into your facilities plan? Those kind of those curricula are usually pretty facility intensive and need to be accounted for at a high level.
So it's been part of the conversation with the hiring of flights. It does include the CTE component. And we asked them, well, how is it kind of working? Different sites obviously have different needs, but it has been part of the conversation moving forward. There's still a lot to be done in this area. We're kind of working more closely with our instructional side of the district. But as we have conversations with sites, they have been having a conversation around CTE. It's also kind of to tie it with LCAP, it's also a topic that we did here as we're facilitating some of the conversations in facilities and how to tie it back with CTE. So it's been part of the conversation. It hasn't been set aside what does CTE look like at your facility per se, but it's part of the conversation that people say my CTE site, this is, or the CTE needs of my site currently going to evolve into this. Currently, the way the meetings go with the sites are it's a two-step process. Where the first step is simply checking on the assessment of the buildings. Is this accurate? Is it truly fair, or is it really poor, or is it really good? So that's the first part of the conversation. The second part is now moving forward. What are some of the needs you see at your site? That's where the CTE piece of the conversation comes in.
But a larger question on this, I realize it's a little bit off access, but are we managing this? Well, are we managing our CTE programs at a high enough level in the district so that they are efficiently distributed across the high school, but the middle school as well, and providing the right pathways that are responsive to the community? It does have a bearing on what we're doing with facilities.
Sure. So this is an area of growth for us, and the state just received, or the county office just received a CTE grant that we're part of. And so that conversation, not only is it all of the larger districts in the county, along with Southwestern College. And so we're all part of this conversation of building this CTE master plan, like you call it. It really is a master plan. And everyone in this room who's been here a while, like Mr. Kyle, would acknowledge and recognize that there are some areas that we still need to offer to our students to really give kids additional opportunities beyond college admission, so more in career tech field. So it's a work in progress right now, but it's a great question.
Mr. Gary, I just want to make sure, it seems obvious, but I want to make sure that the master plan that will be presented next year for approval by the board is going to have a prioritization of what schools should be high on the list for renovation. Or I know previously there was one done maybe in 2006 or 7. And previously at our meetings you had indicated that that's going to be revised. Is this master plan going to have a revised list hierarchy of where the money
from
be spent first?
So the short answer is will be revised, and it will be definitely based on the long-range facility master plan. Now, I really support the kind of the phase-in approach that was mentioned earlier, because there are opportunities for us to learn from previous rounds as you go through it. It should be an iterative loop. Say is an iterative learning thing. So as we go through it, is there things that we learn that work better or not? But that is our goal, that is our intent, is to revise the priority listing. And I think the next item will speak to how we're going about it from a position of information, of having information that will help us inform that decision in terms of how prioritization could look like. This is the next item will, I think, demonstrate one example.
Yes, I just kind of thank you for all your comments. These are great comments from different perspectives from the bond committee and kind of maybe for the board that's here. This is kind of an example of the kind of ideas and thoughts that our members have from the various professional backgrounds that can lend themselves to this process. But speaking of the master plan, I've been following this very closely. I've attended the most recent constituted master plan meetings handled by Mr. Geary and his staff, and then attended one the other night at a school that was handled by a principal. And I feel 100% better than I did a year ago on this process. It's vastly improved. There's better interdepartmental communication. You're seeking real input from the public, and I think you're actually listening as opposed to having a preconceived agenda of what's right and wrong. And through the process, hopefully you're building ownership by the different people that are involved in the master plan process, the teachers, the students. Well, they may not get everything that they want, but at least they feel like they were listened to, which is almost as important as the master plan itself, because if the users don't buy into it, you're going to have trouble down the line. I think the district has got the message that the staff has in terms of the priority process. The real rubber meets the road, however, is going to be, and that's beyond the purview of the Bond Oversight Committee per se, is the policy aspects about what's the highest priority in terms of what we're going to do with the $30, $40, or $50 million where we get out of this refunding. How are we going to spend that money, and is it going to be a consistent policy? And I think one thing I heard from our committee in several meetings was that we wanted a classroom emphasis approach to how we spend the money in the future. When we look at BB versus O, the number of classrooms that were remodeled was significantly lower under O. What we ended up with is a lot of brand new buildings with, percentage-wise, not that many classrooms per dollar spent. But several of the things in closing that the committee has emphasized that I see the district staff paying attention to was the idea of the importance of life cycle costs before you do something. You really cost it out. Do we really want to remodel that old building that's just not worth it? Get a logical priority process. I mentioned the classroom emphasis approach. And finally, is that don't be penny wise and pound foolish in the type of materials that you put into these new buildings, ones that you don't have to repair every 5 years or because you did this kind of floor versus that kind of floor. It just, you know, because what will eat you is the maintenance costs over time, especially with the pressure you have on your operational budget. But in summary, you know, we haven't seen the plan yet, and we can always wonder where it's been at. $400,000 on Jacobs, but it is what it is. We spent it. So I think we're going in the right direction, though, on the master plan. And that's, I know we'll talk about it further, but that's it.
Mr. Red, I'm sorry.
So, Mr. Gary, the